Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
All right, welcome everybody. Great to have you with us today as we begin the last day of the broadcast week. It's Friday, and you know what that means. It's Freedom Friday, where I, as your very benevolent and humble radio talk show host, dictator, I just give you the opportunity to call and talk about anything politically you want to talk about over a cup of coffee today. Now, if it's a cup of tea that you're having, that's okay. But the name of the show is Political Coffee. So what's on your mind today politically? It can be anything. Doesn't have to be what's on my plate. It's whatever is on your plate. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Or shoot me an email to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Like Peter sent me a great email. It's a quote from Benjamin Franklin. It's sort of kind of just is appropriate given what we're going to expect to see happen with the Biden administration and Congress. Yeah, you're going to see massive cuts, I think, in defense spending in the Pentagon. Listen to this quote from Benjamin Franklin from a long time ago. Quote, those who beat their swords in the plowshares. That great verse in the Bible, right, folks? Those who beat their swords in the plowshares usually end up plowing for those who kept their swords. Absolutely perfect, don't you think? Yeah, Avis also said she saw Rich at the Republican meeting last night. I replaced the Dr. Sherry Tenpenny video about the COVID vaccines. That was originally, yes, it finally was taken down by YouTube. However, I replaced it on my Facebook page with the video from the same video that's over on Rumble. So you can get it there on Rumble. Okay. So you don't have to worry about that. It's there. All right. So there we go. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. We'll go right to the phones on Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? And we'll start with Ron. Ron, good morning, brother. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay, my brother. I went and had the 5th Congressional public hearing yesterday, and it's pretty funny. I made a mistake slightly when I addressed the committee. Yeah, Billy Dalton was the first Republican. I thought he was the first Hispanic on either party, but it was Susan Castillas. But I get sick and tired Miss De Leon, a representative out of Woodburn, keeps saying that she's the first Latina. I'm sick and tired of that. But the biggest thing is, what I was testifying about, is that we need to have a bipartisan committee, since we won't get the results of the census back until whenever. It don't make no sense for Oregon to lose out on hundreds of millions of dollars if we're not going to use the census, and being that we have a two-thirds majority in the House and the Senate, which means it's very biased, I suggested to them that they do follow the Dennis Richardson plan. The Dennis Richardson plan, God bless his soul, was to get people from different aspects of the Republican, Democrat, Independent, NAVs, and the Green parties, or any Pacific Islander parties, and have a really good commission that would be pretty well diversified. That way everybody has a skin in the game, whether you like it or not. But we do live in a republic. We may have people that we disagree with, but I believe if you go on that basis, it'd be more beneficial to the rural areas, to the ranchers, to the farmers, to the beekeepers like myself and other, you know, and in the urban areas. The biggest thing I notice is that, you know, they try to watch people from the representative from the Salem NAACP and others, and they, you know, the mantra is that we need more representation. And representation should be based not on color. It should be based on the character and needs of the people. If you want, you know, the biggest thing, if they want to make Oregon better, is stop taxing the heck out of property taxes and do some things and cut the budget from all this frivolous overspending of useless projects that this state, Department of Administrative Services, and other states and within our state legislators spends like drunken sailors on a bad harlotting run.
Yeah, but and they don't care, Ron, because they're going to get a bailout from Biden. Kate's getting a bailout. She's getting $1 billion or whatever, at least.
Well, 3.6 by the time you count the education, another billion for schools, another 1.6 or something else, another billion, like you said, under the COVID situation.
All right, I want to go back to something that you started off with. You testified in front of the redistricting committee, is that correct?
That's right.
Okay, so the significance of this is that there's this big fight going on between the legislature and Shamia Fagan, the far-left communistic thinking Secretary of State. Did they talk any about that yesterday?
They mentioned it briefly. There is a lawsuit between the governor's office, basically the legislators and Shamia Fagan's office. There is a big stink. It's probably going to go to state court. And we know Kate Brown has it loaded up like a cat house full of fecal matter. But nevertheless, it's just really, it's really disheartening to see that, you know, and I seen one person I recognize that says she says Hispanic, and then all of a sudden, they always use this BIPOC. I don't black, whatever, in whatever the hell else, I don't even know what BIPOC is, be honest with you. I've seen it many times. To me, it's insulting. As an American that is of color, and has Native American, and has Irish, and has Cree, and Cherokee bloodlines in me, based on my latest research by my aunt on my family tree. And it's insulting to go through and try to play and think that everybody, because they're, you know, the state, let's look at the real facts. It is European American. It is, 60% or something like that. The minorities breaks about 40. Black communities probably make up less than 10 to 15% at the best. I think 6% as a whole. But overall, I am sick and tired, because every time you turn the corner in my eyesight, and it goes against everything that Reverend King talked about, Billy Graham or Frank Sinatra talked about, is to be judged by your merit and your actions, your character, not by the color of your skin. But you know what's unique also? I've seen one witness that is with Antifa that came out to the protest in Dallas. You know, this Native American, and she wasn't screaming like a howling pig or anything this time. But it just tells me who is being used, these sound bites being told, and there's nothing except for a personal game or anything else, unless you're going to be a poverty pimp. And that's what I see, is a bunch of people trying to get their hand in the pie. And they're grooming our younger generation of different minorities to basically do their talking points. And the last thing I like to throw
on. I got to tell you, first of all, how much I appreciate you standing for, first of all, your conservative Christian-based values, but being a black American with, as you've articulated today, with a whole lot of minority blood in you, shall we say. You know, I appreciate the fact that you're willing to be out there and to counter this narrative. This is important because everything, and Ron, I'm going to let you go because I want to move on.
God bless
everything
you, my brother.
Coming at us in this state is going to be framed by the left, the leftist leaders of this state, including Kate Brown, It's all going to be framed as racist if we oppose it, anything. And as you alluded to, Ron, young people buy into this. I got an email from Lee, and it said, it was yesterday, and it said, spit on an old person. I overheard a 20-something comment about how cute a very old couple was who were holding hands walking together, then went on to say to her friend that they must not all be there. But it was obvious that they'd lived well. The sun was shining, the blue sky, and it was warm. The beautiful couple were not wearing masks, and the girl's assumption that they have lived well must have been based on their observation that they were dressed in quality, classic, fashionable clothing. The young girls continued to talk about their leftist political beliefs, and when they walked past the old couple, I noticed the couple look at each other with a look of concern, piercing their lips and shaking their head. The attractive, vivacious girls, ignorant of the cost of freedom, basically spat on the old couple with their comments. I assumed they hadn't had a clue. Walking only a few feet behind the couple turned to their left, he noticed me and stopped to let me pass. Both had big, beautiful smiles and no mask. I offered my hand, which the gentleman didn't hesitate to offer his. I shook his hand firmly and said, thank you for your service and love for your girlfriend. You both are an inspiration. Enjoy the day. And I walked away. I believe anybody under the age of 50 hasn't a clue what it took and continues to take to keep America free, to do what you want without government restriction. They were and are not taught. These are the stories that must be told to our young. So our young will know the truth about the American experiment. The only, Lee, it's a great story, and I appreciate you sharing that. The only thing that I would respectfully disagree with you, that's not everyone under the age of 50 doesn't have a clue. Because I was in Iraq and Afghanistan with a lot of people under the age of 50 who lived a lot more than what I lived over there. And I know when I came home, I know an entirely different perspective on the clue about what it takes to maintain liberty and freedom. Comes at a very high cost. But it's generally only those who've served in a capacity of some type, whether it's in the military or another deeply life-impacting situations in other countries, that understand the great freedoms that you and I have and that we share. And it came with a very heavy price, and it does every day, and it's going to come at a price again unless we stand up. Like, apparently, the OPB story about Republicans actually, especially in the Senate, growing a little bit of a spine. Or at least we think they may have. The story in the OPB is Republicans a no-show as committee contemplates Republican no-shows. I'm ever hopeful. Well, this might be a head fake. Back in a moment at 6:20.
Hating believers have light on their faces as they march through town to the riverside. They baptize believers in this celebration of the.
Stop the car. We gotta move. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
We are back, my friends. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. It is Freedom Friday. That means you can call and talk about anything political you want to talk about today. Doesn't have to be what I just talked about Republicans being a no-show in a committee hearing contemplating bills about Republican no-shows. Now, I mentioned that I don't want you to get your hopes up here, because everything that I'm hearing in the back channels of Capitol chatter, if you will, yes, Senate Republicans are not walking out. These are just the little things they can do that don't cause them any harm. Yeah, that's not exactly true, actually. Because there's harm. In fact, there's an Oregonian story today, and it's the restricted content, and I'm not giving the Oregonian any of my money, so there you go. But at any rate, it's restricted content, and it just says that polls favor restrictions on Republicans, and they favor more gun rules, and but interestingly enough, they show Kate Brown at her lowest approval ratings ever. Now, that should not surprise anybody. The same phenomenon that is happening down in California with what is likely to be, I'm somewhat optimistic that even though the signature verification process is much different in California than it is in Oregon, and they basically could just make up the rules as they go along, as they do in Oregon occasionally. When they don't want something to get on the ballot, they do that here. Well, I'm half expecting they're going to try that in California, except they have over a 500,000 vote, or signature rather, not vote, cushion. It's going to be awfully hard, for the leftist Secretary of State of California to find a way to stop that. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens there. But at any rate, friends, you know, Oregon, the Republicans not showing up is our only real weapon that we have right now. Now, this story is by our old buddy, Dick Vanderhart out of OPB. The headlines is Republicans a no-show as committee contemplates Republican no-shows. Democrats have proposed a suite of bills that would create consequences for walkouts, but Republicans need to be present for them to pass. Yep. That's the first line of defense. If Republicans don't show up for a floor session, they can't even change the rules. They can't do anything if Republicans don't show up. Now, this headline really exemplifies everything you hear me talk about on this issue. Leverage. Negotiating leverage. Because frankly, Democrats have none. Let me say that again. Democrats have none. The question is do Republicans realize, the rhinos in the Republican Senate caucus, do they realize the leverage they have? Now, they're not stupid, folks. They know. They've lived it. Most of them, with the exception of two of them, walked out. They didn't pay a price. Doesn't matter what this Oregonian poll says. I mean, you can make the poll say anything you want. But the question is, do they really believe that this is an appropriate strategy for them? Because sadly, it's not about principle. It's just not. It is with those Republicans that are willing to walk out. And it made it very clear, Kim Thatcher being one of them. She was one of the people in the Senate Rules Committee hearing yesterday, didn't show up. Neither did Fred Girard. Now, Fred's the leader of the Republicans. He's my former dentist. He's a good guy, and he's been a reliable conservative. However, you got to wonder how compromised Fred could be when reportedly, as you heard Lars say, and I've heard others say, he's saying he's done after this session. He's moving to Tennessee. Okay, so what does that mean? Does that mean you can trust him? Because he's not going to be around, apparently. The second thing is, don't you find it odd that Peter Courtney keeps making him the chair of a Ways and Means subcommittee on bonding? Who benefits from bonding, by the way? A whole lot of businesses that give money to Democrats. Why? Because they're building things for Democrats. You got to wonder about Freddie's commitment to liberty, like the rest of the six, as you know, well, six total Republican senators who've made it known they really don't want to walk out. That's right. Somebody you can depend on, though, is Freedom Heating and Air, friends. They've been in business in the Salem area for well over 40 years. They believe in freedom, your freedom. They advertise on this show because they agree with the conservative view of governance, of our republic. It's one of the reasons they advertise. And you know what? You ought to reward them for standing with us and giving you a voice, like on Freedom Friday, where you can call now and talk about anything you want to talk about. Do check out Freedom Heating and Air. They can make your life a lot better. They can make your home cleaner, safer, with these UV air filtration systems that kill bacteria and everything else floating around inside your house. More importantly, they can make your home feel better, like with the better temperature controls. Because, you know, the summer's coming, we're in spring, and it's going to get warm. And if it ain't, if your heat pump, your air conditioner is not working right, they can fix it. Go to freedomheatingandair.net. That's freedomheatingandair.net. When we come back from the bottom of the hour break, more of your phone calls on Freedom Friday. And in the story, Jeff Merkley was the first person to present yesterday at this hearing in the Senate chamber. But he neglected to talk about him walking out when I was there. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 24 minutes to the top of the hour. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about politically? We've got a lot of people on the phone, so that means we got to get to it in just a momento. But of course, I want to remind you that if your body is in pain, you ought to try CBD. And CBD from a Salem-based company, ProBioscience. In fact, you know, you hear me rave about the pain stick. Well, I'm out of my pain stick. I need more. And I'm going by to pick up one today because it really works for me. Maybe it'll work for you. Check them out on the web, pro-bioscience.com. They have a lot of great products. pro-bioscience.com and use the discount code, the word change. Change. And you get 15% off. Plus, if you don't have time to do that and you're out and about on Edgewater, you can stop and pick up their great products at the tobacco pouch. pro-bioscience.com. All right, right to the phones. We'll start with our next caller. Caller, who are you? It's on your mind on Freedom Friday.
Yeah, you.
Good morning.
This,
who is this? Who is it?
I was just calling about the mask thing. It's just driving me crazy.
Okay.
It's a battle of gods, Jeff. It's our God against their God. Inalienable rights. Do we have a right from our God to not wear a mask or they're worshiping their God? You know, our rights come from God. It don't come from them. They're trying to impose their gods upon us. The oldest goes back to the Revolutionary War again. Who are you going to serve? According to our Constitution, we have inalienable rights to do this by God, but they're saying the governor's God. We need to serve her, and if we don't, then they're going to bring the old arm of tyranny upon us and have the police come arrest us, make our children wear masks while they do sports. If they don't, then they can't play, which the Bible clearly says that children obey your parents. So they're you know, they have no fixed standard at all. But as Christians, you have a fixed standard. So the battle's on. And they're playing it out in Oregon. Here's the test run.
Well, they are, and that is a great segue, and thank you for calling. It's a great segue into why, folks, you need to comment on this proposed Oregon OSHA rule to make the COVID rules we're all living under permanent. Permanent, folks. And in fact, the rule is expanded. It's worse than the one we're under today. It is. And they say in the rule that they intend to repeal the permanent rule once the COVID crisis is over. What if it's never over, folks? I'm serious.
Well, that's going to be over.
Exactly.
Well, it's never going to be over. I mean, we have a fixed standard, which is for a constitutional republic. By that rule, we govern ourselves. But they're saying their fixed standard is whatever they say it is. So it's never going to be over until we resist it. And in Oregon, no one's resisting. They're going right along with it because of all the free stuff they're getting.
Sad but true. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend out there. Let's move on to Kathy. Kathy, good morning to you. What's on your mind on Freedom Friday?
Well, several things. Asian countries have been wearing masks for ages. But they wore them if they were sick. They didn't want to spread their colds and whatever around. It works that way if you're sick. It doesn't prevent you from being sick. But anyway, I think it was out of politeness that the Asian countries were doing this. The next thing was, in Anchorage, we talked to the Chinese, and it was contentious. Is this just a smokescreen because Washington, D.C. is getting a lot of flack about China? That's just conjecture on my part. The other thing...
No, I think you're right. Plus, it's the Biden administration being owned wholly and completely by the Chinese.
And they're just putting on a show up there.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, that's what I think. And the other thing is Biden calling Putin a killer and a destroyer of souls. I thought President Trump was the insulter in chief.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
That's insulter in chief.
Oh, that's too good. Hey, thanks, Kathy. I appreciate it. That's just way too good. Yeah, but you know, nobody's going to hold Biden accountable for that, right? He's a Democrat. Let's go to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning to you on Freedom Friday. What's on your mind?
I hope this is a good phone call.
No, it's not great.
I'm sorry. This is the only phone I have this morning.
Okay.
Is it good enough that you can hear me?
Yeah, I mean, it's not great, but so get at it.
Okay. Last night at the Republican meeting here in Marion County, there's a committee that's been formed to clean up the voter roll. And they made an announcement that they have requested the names on voter rolls, and that so far there's been no response to their request. And how can they clean up the voter rolls if they don't even have them? So it would be good if people could get involved with that and put pressure on them to release the voter rolls to the Republican Party committee that wants to look at them. And the thing she was talking about with this man who killed Asians, and now they're running with it, and he doesn't say he was killing Asians. He said he was bothered by their industry providing sexual stuff, and that he was addicted to it. And yet, the facts don't matter, and they're pursuing now and having a committee talk about it at the federal level, and I think they're just creating a narrative that is created out of nothing. There's no facts. It's just like when they created the hate crimes bill. That hate crimes bill was based on a story that was completely false, that they, that Matthew, oh, what was his name? He was a man that was tied to a fence post and beaten to death with a gun.
Right.
And that story was promoted as being homophobic, that the homophobes had beaten him to death. And when a homosexual went to that area to make a story about him, which would idealize him, it turned out that the men that beat him to death, one of them was his person that he slept with. And that actually they were going for his house keys so they could get into his house and get the drug that he had just had delivered there. And but the hate crimes bill is based on that story, which is promoted completely falsely to be the problem of homophobia. So this narrative about aliens is another one that's going to create a law that will again point at people who don't have hate crimes in their heart. It's going to point at those people and say, hey, this is because of this reason, and just create it out of thin air. They can create any kind of narrative they want and put us away, just like they're putting the people in prison that were at the Trump rally in Washington, D.C. There's no evidence that these people even entered the building, and yet they're being put into prison because they were Trump
supporters. And they're being held without bail, apparently. Thanks, Rebecca. I appreciate it. Let's move on to Glenn. Glenn, good morning.
Yeah, that's a good one. Insulter in chief. Exactly. Things are looking good on the road to the apocalypse. Here we have the meeting in Alaska. China saying, hey, what are you calling the pot black? That when you're the kettle, you got Antifa, and you're yelling at us about what we're doing in Hong Kong. And then Biden calling Putin the killer. You know, Jen is the sun god of the government agencies, the War Department, the Health Department, and the Finance Department. She's running the show. But let me remind all of them of something very, very important. Biden calling Putin a killer, according to Jen, Moscow is at latitude 55.7, Washington, D.C. is latitude 38.8, China is 38.9. My gun is bigger than your gun. My hypersonic missile is far faster than your hypersonic missile. We have cloaking devices. In a war of these three countries, that Washington, D.C. is not in a good position at all. They are south of all the dirty fighters. And in a dirty fight, old friends will get together.
And they don't care because they're all being bought off. At least the people in power. Thanks, Glenn. It's 6:48. Back in a moment. Freedom Friday, what do you want to talk about? Call
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Ten minutes till the top of the hour. We'll get right to the phones in a moment. I want to remind you, Eric Azer is a contractor that you can absolutely trust in your home, especially if you are doing a bathroom or a kitchen remodel. Well, take my word for it. Go to his website, righteousrenovations.com. Check out the great satisfied customer comments and, frankly, the before and after pictures of some of the incredible jobs they've done. RighteousRenovations.com. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. 1 hour just isn't enough time to have freedom to discuss everything you want to discuss. That's my rant for the day.
Okay, fair enough. You know,
and evaluation of the new lineup. Mediocre, I like the way it was, but anyways.
Well, I mean, that's fine. I mean, and it's likely going to change. I don't know if it's going to change for sure, because, you know, Dan Bongino now is going live instead of in the evening. He's going to be on during when Rush was on. So who knows?
Yeah, but you couldn't call in for Dan's show. You just listened to it before. You know, I'm talking about discussing the issues and stuff like that. One thing I did want to comment on, Jeff, I mean, there's so many things we could comment on. We just got to keep on plugging along and fighting for our rights. There is no doubt about that. But hopefully our governor, now that the science has changed again, you know, the word is from the CDC that we don't have to social distance any more than 3 feet, you know, and everything changes. So hopefully our governor will open up our schools and let our kids go back to school and quit kowtowing to the unions. If they don't want to work, then let them stay home. We'll find teachers that want to work, period. But, you know, it's just a shame that our Constitution is being shredded by the Democrats and our rights are being ignored and stuff. So that's my little rant for the day.
Yeah,
Jeff.
Well, I mean, fair enough. I mean, this is why we have to, every one of us have to keep pushing back. Art, thanks. Have a great weekend.
You too,
I appreciate your feedback on the lineup. And, you know, frankly, you can't argue with what Art's talking about. You know, we have to fight. We just have to fight, friends, every day. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. I'm not giving up, friends, and I don't think you are, too. Let's go to Tim. Tim, good morning. It's on your mind on Freedom Friday.
Good morning, Jeff. I'm going to talk just a second about the Fifth Amendment and really what the Fifth Amendment says. The government must treat citizens as individuals, not simply components of a racial, religious, sexual, or national class. So I see the Fifth Amendment being violated a lot. And the reason why I brought that up is on the NASDAQ. Remember when they were talking down California about having certain directors had to meet a component. And one of the directors has to be self-identified as Black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, Alaska Native, Native Hawaiian, or Pacific Islander, and LGBTQ, etc. So it's based on how they identify.
Well, right. I mean, it's so the identify thing is where this is going to ultimately end up being a real mess. Because now people are going to, I mean, look at what they're doing with transgenderism. You get to participate as a man in women's sports if you identify as a woman. And the pushback to this is profound. And in fact, I don't even think we know how powerful it is yet. But I think it's coming. Because a lot of people who've heretofore, Tim, have been willing to accept the leftist agenda are just saying, no, not anymore. Thanks, Tim. Got to go because I need to move on to Rowan. Rowan, good morning. Your thoughts today on Freedom Friday.
Good morning, Jeff. I was thinking about the terms used a little while ago, about permanent and then repealing. Aren't they mutually exclusive concepts?
So well, they are.
So Kate was right when she said it's permanent. No, excuse me, not right. She was honest when she said it would be permanent. But there was just enough pushback or something heard that she threw out the idea of repealing it, trying to throw the dog off the scent, sort of. But conservatives are not, we're not pampered show dogs. We are bloodhounds and working animals. Not going to work, Kate.
Oh, that's good. Rowan, thank you. That's good. Linda
Thanks
writes an email called... Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Linda writes an email, says, the recall Newsom committee has been verifying signatures as they come in. The percentage of verification of Republican and Democrat signatures is very, very high. And a large percentage of the signatures are Democrats. We talked about that yesterday in L.A. County. 54% of the recall Newsom signatures in L.A. County are Democrats. Only 17% Republicans. Lee writes a quick email. Taking his bride to a neighborhood restaurant in Salem. Talked with a nice lady there. Said there was no mask required. Signs posted. She continued to inform us that masks were required. I looked around and we were the only ones in the entire restaurant. I said, you want us to wear a mask to be seated and eat? I got an elbow from my wife in the side. The man from the kitchen motion for us to be seated to our left. The food was wonderful. At the end of our meal, we engaged the lady in conversation, political in nature, of course. She believes everything the left has stated is truth. Wow. Let's go to Julie. Julie, quickly, you got about a minute and a half.
I want to know where all the feminists are about the transgender thing. Anyone who studied anatomy and physiology understands there are physiological differences between males and females. And it's going to kill women's athletics on the high school and college level. And I love women's basketball on the college level. I'm sick about it. But where are the feminists?
Well, you know, it's an excellent point. They're silent. You would think Kate Brown would be up in arms, right?
She should be. Well, Kate Brown. I mean, oh, my goodness. My goodness, Goddess Agnes. she's awful.
You're right. Julie, thank you. We're at the end of the show. I appreciate your thoughts. It's a great point. We're all the feminists. Folks, make it a blessed weekend. Keep praying. Keep fighting. Believing for truth. For liberty. I'll see you on Monday. Be blessed.